use those in my field of bone marrow transplantation. Geron just last year started the first trial using human embryonic stem cells to treat spinal cord injury. Still a phase one trial, but evolving. We've been actually using adult stem cells now in clinical trials for about 15 years to approach a whole range of topics, particularly in treating cardiovascular disease. If we take our own bone marrow cells and treat a patient with a heart attack, we can see much improved heart function and actually better survival using our own bone marrow derived cells after a heart attack. I invented a device called the MarrowMiner, a much less invasive way for harvesting bone marrow. It's now been FDA approved and will hopefully be on the market in the next year or so. Hopefully you can appreciate the device there curving through the patient's body and removing the bone marrow instead of with 200 punctures, with just a single puncture under local anesthesia. But where is stem cell therapy really going? If you think about it, every cell in your body has the same DNA as you had when you were an embryo. We can now reprogram your skin cells to actually act like a pluripotent embryonic stem cell and utilize those potentially to treat multiple organs in that same patient, making your own personalized stem cell lines. And I think there'll be a new era of your own stem cell banking to, you know, have in the freezer your own cardiac cells, myocytes, neural cells, to use them in the future should you need them. And we're integrating this now with a whole era of cellular engineering and integrating exponential technologies for essentially 3D organ printing, replacing the ink with cells and essentially building and reconstructing a 3D organ. That's where things are going to head. Still very early days, but I think as integration of exponential technologies, this is the example. So in close, as you think about technology trends and how to impact health and medicine, we're entering an era of miniaturization, decentralization, and personalization. And I think by pulling these things together, we can start to think about how to understand and leverage these. We're going to empower the patient, enable the doctor, enhance wellness, and begin to cure the well before they get sick. Because I know as a doctor, if someone comes to me with stage one disease, I'm thrilled. We can often cure them, but often it's too late and it's stage three or four cancer, for example. So by leveraging these technologies together, I think we'll enter a new era that I like to call stage zero medicine. And as a cancer doctor, I'm looking forward to being out of a job. Thanks very much.
Thank you. Take a bow.